No, I can certainly say that we're fairly confident our friends in Israel know exactly where we are.
Yeah.
We're actually about 40 miles or so, 30 miles off the Egyptian coast. We can see the lights in probably Alexandria or Port Said. And we're, as I said, we're about 80 miles short of Gaza. We will get into Gaza waters early morning, but we'll be about 25 miles out of Gaza by about 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. And so we'll be in daylight. That's the plan. And we're moving smoothly. It's a beautiful evening. The stars are all over the place. And we're upbeat and ready to go.
That's wonderful. Okay, so let's see. So that's like about 6 hours from now, 5.5 hours. From right now.
It's about, it's 11 o'clock here, I think. Yes, you're right. That's about correct. It'll be daylight at 6 o'clock, about 7 hours from now, I would say.
All right. Well, I will, I'll try to tune back in now. Is this the best number to reach the boat?
Yes, you've got the right number, yes.
Okay, wonderful. And what's your name, sir?
My name is Halliday, Dennis Halliday.
Okay. And like I said, I'm Jesse Bacon.
Okay, Jesse, we're 11. We have, six distinguished Malaysian colleagues, including a member of parliament, a journalist, and a TV team. And we have an Irish group of five. And we're working together, and we're committed completely to delivering our commitment to the people of Gaza, who are waiting and are living under collective punishment imposed by the Israelis. We want to break that siege, that stranglehold, and we want to deliver 1,000 tons of humanitarian assistance, hopefully tomorrow afternoon. That's the plan. We'll see how the Israelis go along with that plan as the hours pass.
Yeah. Have you heard anything from them?
I beg your pardon?
I said, have you heard anything from them?
No, they haven't spoken to us yet. We're looking forward to having our discussion, and that's their initiative. We would just keep going until we hear or do not hear. That's their business.
Gotcha.
We're right now in silence, you might say.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and
I appreciate that. Yeah.
We got some. There were some rumors today that like your ship had turned back and had been sabotaged. Your communications. And they turned out not to be true. What do you have any speculation about what was the cause of that? Was Israel trying to just create confusion about your return? Or was it just, that we're all so nervous about you all that maybe we ran with things that...
Yeah. Well, I think your guess is correct. We believe perhaps that there was deliberate misinformation provided by Israel to confuse things. We've had reports that we were going to Ireland, then we had reports we were going to Turkey, then we had reports we were going, I think, to Crete. There was a time when we were going to Ghana, but that obviously wasn't correct. But clearly, it's misinformation. The fact is, we have never diverted from our course. We've been on a direct line from Malta to Gaza. Look at your map, and it's a straight run. And we're on that run as I speak, and that's the way we plan to stay, unless we are forcibly diverted by Israeli military or naval or both.
Gotcha. And is there anything, is there anything you can say just about your preparations? Like if you're met with force by Israel or like what kind of scenarios you've played out together?
Well, we are nonviolent. Some of us are pacifists. We fully intend to demonstrate to the Israelis if they do board the boat that we are tonnage, 1,000 tons or so, into Gaza itself. So, I think we can accomplish something here. And perhaps fourthly, maybe we're seeing a small change in Israeli policy. Maybe they're going to demonstrate they're more civilized than we thought, and they're more concerned about human rights than we thought, and are less violent than we thought. So there's hope that something is going to change. And I believe Prime Minister Netanyahu has already hinted that there may be some change coming up. So all of that is good news. Now we wait and see how it looks on the ground. So let's be optimistic.
Okay, and just because I was paused for a second, so this is the first cargo ship to Gaza in 40 years, potentially. Have there been other efforts to send cargo ships to Gaza that were turned back, besides in the last few days?
I beg your pardon, I just lost you.
Oh, sorry about that. I was just saying that, was there, how can it be that there have been no cargo ships in 40 years to Gaza? So Israel has always denied them.
Between the Israeli blockade and the infrastructure, it's not been feasible to bring in a half-decent cargo ship into Gaza. That's my understanding.
Gotcha. That makes sense. All right. So, and what do you think is most important? You know, I have a mostly American readership. What do you, as someone who was on these ships, who has been part of this flotilla, Gaza Freedom Flotilla, what do you think Americans most need to know about the conflict that they haven't been getting, even if they've been, you know, following the media coverage of the horrible events of May 31st, like so many people have?
Well, I think you would serve the American people well if you would explain that President Obama has failed the Palestinians of Gaza ever since he took office, as has the United Nations, I should add. He has given blind support, continued the blind support of Bush for the Israelis, which has allowed Israel to undertake endeavors, violate international law, maintain an illegal siege with no consequences. This is just grossly unacceptable around the world, including in most of Europe. And we would hope that the Obama would listen to good Americans who don't accept this. If they knew about it, that is, they may not know enough about the situation here in Israel and in Palestine. But they need to be informed. Mr. Obama and Hillary Clinton need to address the issues here and prevent the continuation of Israeli violation of law and persecution of Palestinians and violation of their human rights. It's really not complicated. America just needs to stop this blind, crazy support, which is so dangerous to this region and so has such harsh consequences for the good people, the good Arabs of Israel itself, and the Palestinians close by.
Okay, well, let's see. And where were you when with the attack on the Turkish ship? Were you all still in port at that point?
Well, we were about 700 miles southwest. We were leaving Malta at the time that the attack took place on Monday night, and we, of course, were deeply shocked by that. We've conveyed our condolences to the families of those who lost the loved ones, and frankly, we're flying flags at half-mast on this on the Rachel Corrie. And frankly, our determination to succeed has been enhanced by the tragedy of Monday night. And we know the Israelis do not want to repeat that, and certainly we don't want to be part of any repetition. We hope to do better, and we hope to move through, and we're hoping Israel will show a new light, a new understanding of how to deal with this sort of outreach to the human rights violations of the people of Palestine.
Do you have any worry that Israel will let this stuff in, they'll wait it out, you know, they'll wait for you all to sail home, and then they'll resume the same policies as before?
Look, I really can't theorize on what Israel may or may not do. They have their own situations, and let's hope they do better than they've done in the past. But you're getting me into an area beyond my comfort zone. Mm-hmm. We're just focused on this particular mission right now. And anything you can do to get American policy to be changed and supportive both of Israel, but particularly supportive of the Palestinians and the Arab community of Israel, I think that would be greatly appreciated by the region and certainly those of us who reside in Europe.
Well, that's a good charge that I'll certainly bring to my readers. Sir, I think I'm going to let you go. I'm sure you have many, many things to take care of, many preparations to attend to, but I'd love to give a call back in about, like, what did we say? Like 6 hours from now when you're, like I said, hopefully you're being welcomed into an open port of Gaza.
make it 8 hours in that case, but let's hope you're right, and I look forward to being that to you if we want
to. Okay, well, all the best to you, all the safety and all the great, you know, success and reward that comes from good work.
Thank you.